Greetings from Guatemala, my dear brethren. It's a blessing, very special for me to be here today, this holy day, this Sabbath. I really hope to express myself clearly, and hope that you could feel the main message that I want to give you all this morning. So greetings for all the brethren from Guatemala. We are not too many, but we keep Sabbath and understand everything that God says for sure. And of course, we are learning day by day. We are learning in each life trial that we go through sometimes. But mainly the reason of being here is the most blessing that anybody can have to share God's word with the brethren that understand the same thing. And if we go, of course, to all the scriptures that we can find in the Bible about every subject that we start to study, so we're gonna find a different kind. Now, even with the technology, we can find a different kind of scriptures that go very, very together one with another, right? So that's what I'm gonna try to do this morning for sure. And I hope that everything will be clear for you. So basically, I want you to go back right now, starting from this message. I want to do your mind and all your memories go back to, I don't know, maybe one day or 1 week or 1 month. Any time that we can go back to a really happy moment in your life. We can think whatever when we were with our family, at the job, any place that we want to go right now in our minds to basically remember and bring to our lives at this moment. Remember those happy moments, those moments that we really have or felt joyful. You know, when we experience emotions that, I don't know, brought about changes in our facial expressions, in the way we treated our close and beloved ones. So maybe that was, I don't know, if your father or mother, when your kids were born, basically that precise moment is the thing that I want you to think right now, okay? So when you are doing that, I just search in Google, some of the different kind of physical reactions that we have when we go, you are doing it right now. You and me, we are doing it right now. Think about those very happy moments, those very joyful moments with your family, with your brethren, or anybody else. So, so I found in Google, as I mentioned, that when we are happy, there is an increase in heart rate. So that's the first thing that I found, very, very important things, because there's a rise in blood pressure. And there's some fluctuations in electrodermal activity. That basically, this is simply the change in heat and electricity transmitted by nerves and sweat through the skin. So that's one of the things that I'm sure when we are happy and feeling those kind of happy moments happens in our physical body. Right. So another thing that I found here is at a hormonal level, when we feel happy, we produce a neurotransmitter called serotonin, which alleviates, among other things, our stress and anxiety. It also helps us to manage anger and maintain a positive outlook of life. That's like a fact. I mean, that's part of some stuff that we even we should live day by day. You know what I mean? And I found a lot of things, but I just bring here in my notes just three of them. The second one. So the third one is that says joy alters the expression on our faces, provoking smiles and laughter that positively affect our cardiovascular, muscular, and digestive systems. Moreover, it improves our mood and strengthens our immune system, among other physical reactions. Okay, so those three things that I just mentioned, they are like three of tons of things that we feel in basically these happy moments in our lives, right? So that brings to my mind one good friend that I have. He's like U.S. citizen from California, but he was born from Peru. His name is Alex, and if I ask him like what makes you happy, I am totally sure, I'm positive that he's going to answer me, go and eat to Golden Corral, for sure. Because I know him very well, and believe me, I understand that, because I went there like a few times. That's a lot of food and a different kind of food that any people can like eat, like whatever. I mean, it's a nice, at least for me, and I know for him, it's a very nice restaurant to go and eat a lot of things that you want. Of course, I know that you have been there probably over there, but so I remember like when I saw him over there, it's like he was eating and smiling over there. You know what I mean? And he was like, hey man, this food is so good. And do you want this more? Okay, I'm gonna bring it some more to you. And then he's like, you know, like, so happy there. And like I said, I mean, I understand because I already ate some times over there. So that's like very, very simple example of what to my friend Alex brings very, very happy moments in his life. Yeah, as a matter of fact, like 2 or 3 days ago, he sent me some pictures like with a big steak and a lot of French fries and hey, I'm in Golden Corral. Yeah, was like, yeah, I know that you love it. So that's like I said, a simple example of what he brings, what he makes him feel happy, you know. So something like personal, I remember very well when my two kids were born. So that's like a very special and happy moment for sure. And I know that for you, you have a lot of different kind of happy moments, maybe that you just bring to your mind. So, and I'm sure, to cite another example, that you and I have surely experienced the blessing and the opportunity to celebrate God's holy feasts. We are very close from this holy feast even. And I know that I just mentioned is something that you have felt, especially during the Feast of Tabernacles. I mean, this time is like a lot of days that we are celebrating feast to our God, and we don't want that time to come to an end, like most of every feast that we have celebrated. So that feast, like there is a small taste of the happiness and joy that we will feel in a future that is not very far away from this time. But let me also remind you that we have Sabbaths. which will be days of great joy with our brethren and loved ones. Why is that? Because it is a weekly holy day. So it has to be like today, has to be a moment of happiness to go and attend a service, a church, and then learn more or remember things that God wants to give us to directly to our minds, heart, and soul. So that has to be like a very happy moment for sure. So why did I do all of this? Why did I make you move to a beautiful time in your life, in your lives? So you may be, and that's for every one of us. I mean, probably you and I are going through a tough and difficult trial right now, or difficult time. So joy and happiness probably is not present in your life or my life at this moment, or in this season of your life. So for that reason, I want you to urge you to continue fighting to follow God and obey what He tells us. Remember, in a lot of scripture, He tells us so much, like in His holy word, that we must rejoice in our trials. How difficult this is, right? Let's follow me, please, and let's read what God tells us in His Word. Okay, so let's go to the first book of the Bible. It's not the first book of the Bible. The first book that we are going to read in Scripture, that is Habakkuk. Chapter 3 and verse 17 and 18. Okay, Habakkuk chapter 3, we're there, and verse 17 and 18. But the fig tree does not blossom, and there are no grapes on the vines. But the olive crop fails, and the fields produce no food. Though there are no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior. Do you realize what God is telling us through this scripture? It's like, it doesn't matter what we are going through right now. It doesn't matter if we don't have a job right now, if we're not working something right now. It doesn't matter if we are going to legal situations, going through that they are not solving. It seems to be doesn't have any way out. You know that famous saying, the light at the end of the tunnel, that sometimes we don't see it. It doesn't matter if you're having any kind of trials, life trials, or difficult trials in your life right now. What God is telling us. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior. I know that a lot of brethren, we're going through difficult times right now, but I'm sure too that God is the only one that is going to help us to go through that life trial, that difficult moment, or those probably could be a different kind of trials, and that He's going to give us the exit. So we are going to feel better for sure. That's what I know that God says in His Word. Let's go to Romans. Please follow me to the book of Romans, chapter 5, verse 3. And not only this, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces patience. So important what God says to us in this in difficult trial or difficult moments that we can go through. So based on everything we have just read and heard, What do you think about it? What overwhelms our mind and prevents us from being happy? To be frustrated and grumpy or in a bad mood all the time, dissatisfied with everything, does it help us positively in any way? There are questions we must answer within ourselves, inside of us, in our minds, our heart. And indeed, this topic is relevant for each and every one of us. But where I want to go with this, all of this that I have said till now, is the most famous phrase that, do you remember Chris Gardner? So he was very famous, but he said in real life, like very, very famous phrase, and his life was very well portrayed on the big screen by the actor Will Smith in the movie The Pursuit of Happiness. I know that probably most of you have seen this movie, and if not, I saw it and I really loved it. I mean, the message is very, very, very important to learn some difficult situations that we can go through. And so this phrase that Chris Gardner said in real life is, this part of my life, this little part, I call happiness. So that's the title of my message of this day, this part of life. And the main purpose that I have with this message is fundamentally for us to realize that despite the adversities we face in our lives, regardless of their nature, we can feel joy and happiness within ourselves. Did we do it just a moment ago? Did we, like, went, I don't know, days or weeks or years back in your life, and then you just remember probably when you graduated from the school or from the university, from college, or I don't know, when you understood for the first time the truth of God? That feels very good. When I started to attend the church was at 1998, and there was a Feast of Tabernacles that even I only went like 3 days. If I'm not wrong, I went to a Friday and then just the weekend, and then I went back to my, like, I was studying at the university at that time, so I went back on Monday to my regular studies. But that weekend inside of the Feast of Tabernacles changed my whole life, and I still celebrate that feast, and that's one of the most happy moments that I felt in my life. So yeah, I know that for sure you remember one or different kind of things that bring you happiness in that precise moment. So let's go to the book of James. Follow me, please, to the book of James, chapter one. And verse 2 and 3. The book of James, chapter 1, and the verse 2 and 3. So, my brothers, consider it pure joy whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that testing of your faith produces perseverance. Every time that we read God's word is something that we have to give thanks to Him. And then when we read these kind of scriptures that go along with the subject and give us like a very, very important message, has to be like some kind of different kind of understanding to ourselves. You know what I mean? It's like whenever you are facing different kind of trials, again, and I'm going to probably repeat this phrase like a few more times because that's the main purpose of today's message. Because we face different kind of trials all through our lives. But then you see and read that God is telling you that you have to be happy. You have to feel joy inside of you, even if you're going to the most difficult trial or life trial in your life. So, is that possible? Is it possible if somebody, I don't know, any kind of trial that must be difficult for anybody, if you have lost somebody recently, or maybe a year ago, or maybe 10 years ago, you're still like having these moments of anxiety sometimes, or sadness in different moments. Sometimes it is, of course, we understand because we all are humans. But we have to bring that happiness that God says in His Word, even if we are going to that difficult life trial. But besides that, there's a lot of different kind of life trials. It has been, I don't know, with your family, with your kids, for example. I don't know, maybe you have some issues, some problems with them. Or if you only have one, any kind of situation that is difficult to go through day by day, we have to try the most to be happy. So let's see what we can like take from this. Analyze and think what God says about it. So we can perhaps remember an occasion that we experience with great joy and happiness alongside one or more loved ones. Sorry. But possibly that special person is no longer with us. So perhaps they are resting and sleeping and awaiting for the second coming of our Savior Jesus Christ. So this might seem counterproductive, as we could automatically feel, like I mentioned before, sadness, probably, when we think about it. But brethren, we must always keep in mind that everything happens for a special reason that God allows in our lives. And besides that, everything, like literally everything, has a purpose for us. So let's try day by day to be happy in our lives. So for that reason, our hearts should be grateful to God for everything we receive from Him. Whether it's much or little, we should always give thanks. Always. And you know what? That is also part of the consequence of a heart full of joy. Do you know what I'm trying to say? It's like, because despite all the adversities, we accept God's will and thank Him for everything that may happen to us. And if we reach that point in our lives, believe me, brethren, we will truly be reflecting a great growth and maturity that will allow us to face any challenge in the best ways. Always keeping in mind, for sure, that our Holy Father will not give us anything that we cannot bear, just as he will provide a way out along with the trial. And for sure, that's not what I am saying right now. That what just we are going to read, we are going to read exactly what God wants us to know about this. Okay, so let's go to 1st of Corinthians. Let's go to the book, the 1st of Corinthians, chapter 10 and verse 13. 1st of Corinthians, chapter 10, verse 13. So it says, "No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. But God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape, that you may be able to endure it." So how important it is what God says in this scripture. Anything that we are going through right now, we have to understand that there is going to be a way out. There is going to be an exit. There's going to be an end of this life trial or difficult time that you and I are going through right now. But the thing here is that we are a human. We're human beings. I mean, we don't know the times of God. The times of God are not the same that our times. We want us, like, for sure, anything that we're going through right now, or we have go through probably, or in the future we will go through. So we want, like, quickly to end, and it's not like that. God has a purpose with everything that happens in our lives. So if it is something good and happy, let's be joyful. And if it is something difficult and probably with sadness or something that we feel like very tough inside of us, so remember that it's going to end someday, probably soon, probably not too soon, but it's what really God says about we have to have faith in him, in his promises, in his word. You know what I mean? It's like we don't have to doubt. If God says something, that is going to happen if he wants it, you know? So what happens really when we're going through a trial and see no way out? So what do we do? Who do we turn to for help or advice? What goes through our minds and hearts when this happens? Everything boils down to the blind and total faith we must have in God. So if he said that he will give us the way out, like I mentioned before, so we're going to remark this right now. If he says that, even if we don't see it at the moment, we must continue believing that it will be so. So if he said that everything we ask for in the name of Jesus Christ will be granted to us, so it shall be. Let's go to the book of John. Follow me please to the book of John, and go to the chapter 14 and the verse 13. John 14, 13. Okay? So, "And whatever you ask the Father in my name, I will do it," Jesus Christ said, "and so that the Father may be glorified in the Son." So God is not human to lie. And we must always keep in mind that His will is what should always prevail, as it will be the best for each of our lives, whatever that may be, because God only wishes to see us doing well and for us to do things out of individual and genuine obedience to what He has told us, namely His commandments, statutes, feasts, etc. Okay, so let us remember that the path of the true Christian is difficult. Because if it were easy, we will have no other way to mature and grow, spiritually speaking, of course. And all of this goes back to the time of Adam and Eve, as unfortunately, we as a carnal human beings often make wrong decisions that lead to bad consequences. And then we ask ourselves. That's like a real thing, you know? Like, we ask ourselves, like, why me? Why am I the one is going through this or that? Human and earthly life is that simple. If we have sown poorly, we will consequently reap poorly. Let's see what God tells us in His word. So let's go, please, to Galatians. Galatians 6. Galatians 6. And verse 7 and 8. Okay, Galatians 6, verse 7 and 8. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. Each one reaps what they sow. Whoever sows to please their sinful nature, from that nature will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. And then, let's continue reading the Bible. And then we're also told the following. That is very close, this scripture from another. Let's go to the second of Corinthians, chapter 9, verse 6. Second of Corinthians, chapter 9, verse 6. He who sows sparingly will reap sparingly, and he who sows generously will reap generously. So, brethren, let us be joyful facing adversity. Let us see each life challenge as just another obstacle to overcome. And let us trust God that in any adversity, He will be there with us. Like, there's different examples, but I just remember when I was a kid, my father was he had the idea that, well, and now I know that he was like making a good decision, but he was from the idea that 80s or 90s, that I was a kid or adolescent, like 12, 13 years old, he was like, okay, I only have one brother. I'm the older brother. And so we were only two brothers. So I remember that my father mentioned a lot of times when the Nintendo games and the Sega Genesis and all these different kind of video games were very, very famous in all the places, you know? And we were with my father like, oh, please, Dad, can you buy us like only a Nintendo? And it was like, only a Nintendo? That's like no, you're not going to do your homework if I buy you that Nintendo game. So I'm not gonna buy it. And he never bought it. Well, there was a time that he bought like this small Game Boy. Probably you remember it. It's like, I don't know, maybe like this size. It was like very small, so you can like carry with you and everything. It was like, I don't know, like maybe 5 years after we were like saying that. But we were a little bit older, you know, like around, I don't know, like around 15 years old maybe. And he was very intelligent because he was like, okay, probably I'm gonna buy it to you if you only have a plus, for example. Here in Latin America, is the notes is not with letters, it's like with numbers. From one is the worst, and 100 is the best, right? So A plus is like 100 here, right? So we were trying to do our best. My brother and I were like going, like having very, very, very good, like A plus or 100. And then it went that day that he finally bought us. It was not the Game Boy, you know, that you like connect with the TV. It was basically like this, it was really the Game Boy, the small one, not the big one that you were like with different kind of games and like in the big screen and everything, you know, like in the TV. He was very smart and intelligent, and we tried to do our best. And I'm telling you all of this because I knew that everything were like by levels. Do you know what I mean? It's like when I go through this level number one, so it was difficult, and then level number two, and then level number three, and it was like that. You know, all the video games. Well, now are there? There's a different kind of games, but that time, a few years ago, it was like different, like only by levels, you know, Nintendo, Mario Kart. And we had some cousins that they had in their studio, like all of these games, and we were with our father, like, hey, do you give us the permission to go with our cousins and everything? And then, we were like playing a lot of different games over there. But the thing that I want to remark here and emphasize is that any kind of game from that 20, 30 years ago, and even the different kind of games are now, have different kind of levels, you know, different ways to like win and like feel, you know, like happy. But that's how life it is. Life is a different kind of levels game, but in real life, you know? So that's what I just wanted to remark, but there's some other things that brings to my mind right now. I remember very well, I don't know, maybe it was at the 90s, that there was a TV show that the name was, if I'm not wrong, was American Ninja Warrior. Probably all of you saw it over there, but there was like, I don't know, maybe once a week or something, we saw that, all the guys like very athletic and the girls too, and there was like very tough and difficult like obstacles that they have to go through. And again, that's how life it is. Sometimes there's some difficult trials that are most difficult than others. But we have to go through those kind of moments because that's the way to grow and to be stronger, spiritually speaking, for sure, and different times too, physical too. So let us rejoice together with Him, with God, with Jesus Christ, with our big brother, our Savior. Let's go to Philippians Let's go to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 4. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. And once again, I say to you, rejoice. We have just read it right now. We have to rejoice in the Lord, not sometimes, not when we want, no. It says, rejoice in the Lord always. Once again, I say to you, rejoice. So let's truly see the approach that God gives us, that we should rejoice all the time. Many of our brothers in the faith, as well as our ancestors, predecessors, and prophets who faced many trials, kept their eyes on the sacrifice of our Savior, both before He came, believing in His first coming to earth, and afterwards, once He had suffered for our illnesses, died for our sins, and above of all, rising for our salvation. So really, everything they went through cannot be compared to what we can go through right now. Although each case is different for sure, and above all, each case is special to God. We are special for God. So therefore, it is necessary to understand that as Christians, we must go through difficulties, trials, afflictions, etc. Which, although we may not like them, we should receive them with joy, since nothing compares to the glory of being part of the family of God. To be part of the family of God. Can we just like really realize what that is? The glory of being part of the family of God. Let's go to Romans. Please, this is the last scriptures. The last of the scriptures that we are going to read today in this message. Let's go to Romans chapter 8. Verse 18. Romans 8, verse 18. Well, I am certain that the sufferings of the present time are not comparable to the glory that is to be revealed in us. So, my dear brethren, as a conclusion, let's think. How many and which were those moments when we said, to this part of my life, to this little part, I call happiness. Join me in prayer. Dear Father, that you are in heaven, we are happy today in your holy day, in your day, the day of the Lord that we know that it's the Sabbath day. So we are happy to listen what you want us, that you want to tell us. And we want us to forgive our sins. We want us to please guide us through the right way that we have to go day by day, Father. With all the respect, we give thanks to you, and we ask your forgiveness, and we ask your blessings, not only for the food that we're going to have in a few moments, but for all our lives, because all of us are going through difficult life trials and different kind of situations that make us sometimes not happy. But we understand today that we have to be happy even if we are going through our difficult, most difficult life trial that we are facing. So please, Father, give us a blessed time with our brethren. Give us a blessed time with learning about what you say in your word, not only today, but day by day, we must read it. And forgive us if we are not doing that. Please give us the understanding. Please give us all everything that your will wants to give us. So we thank you for everything in the name of our Savior, our Lord, our Jesus Christ. Amen.